District 8, which is primarily the Stikine Flats area, had the largest harvest last year compared to other districts in the region. That was just over 1 million pounds of Dungeness crab. District 9, which is the area around Cake, came the closest to that amount with a harvest of 900,000 pounds. Carla Bush is the Assistant Area Shellfish Management Biologist in Southeast for ADF&G. She thinks the large abundance of Dungeness crab in the Stikine Flats is due to the condition of the river.
The Dungeness like that sandy bottom habitat, and the flats out there in front of the Stikine River just have a lot of that sandy bottom habitat that the crab need. Other areas of Southeast, you know, where it's a bit rockier, that habitat isn't as good for Dungeness, so they tend to just fill in all the little pockets of sandy bottom beach that they can find. And I think just the output of the river there and the amount of available habitat is why it's done so well for Dungeness.
Bush is expecting the price crabbers will get for their catch to remain about the same. Last year, Dungeness fishers were getting an average of $2.13 per pound. That's almost a dollar more than what they were getting 2 years ago. Another thing that Bush expects to stay the same is the amount of effort. Last year, 68 permits fished in District 8.
It's been fairly steady there. During the 2003-04 season, there were a total of 81 permits. But for the last three seasons, it's been somewhere between 68 and 69 permits.
According to regulation, the summer Dungeness season will last until August 15th. It reopens for the fall season between October 1st and November 30th. Whether or not this actually occurs will depend on the preseason projection.
After the first week of fishing, we use all the fish tickets from the first week, and we use that and the number of permits to project what the harvest for the entire season is going to be. And if that projection is more than 2.25 million pounds, then the summer and fall Dungeness crab fishing will occur as outlined in regulation. If that projection falls under the 2.25 million pounds, then there would be either a total closure of the fall fishery and a reduction of the summer fishery, or just a reduction of the summer fishery.
That was Carla Bush with the Department of Fish and Game. The commercial Dungeness crab fishery opens this Sunday, June 15th at 12 noon. Crab fishers can expect a news release by June 30th informing the fleet of the region-wide season length. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.